the maimer, this amazing maimer, and talking to Stadlis from the Chalban, is winding down, because the whole point of it is that we should wind up in a different way and live a different way and think a different way. We're on page Tav Kuf Ayin Ches. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the shleimus of the midah of Tzadik Yisrael Olam, and we've been learning that the shleimus of that midah, the shleimus of that midah of Tzadik Yisrael Olam, means that there is that harmony, that balance between bitach and hishtadlus. Therefore, when you look at the life of Yosef Tzadik, you see a person who's exceptionally busy. He's busy. He's very much engaged in this world. Not only is he engaged in the world, but he's running the entire Malchus of Egypt. Every minute of his life, when we're trying to follow him in Chumash, he's running, he's doing. But all of that, of course, is I wouldn't call it a cover-up, but all of that is concealing the emuna, is concealing that midah of the zacher. Remember, the midah of the zacher that is concealed, that is hidden, that is contained within the keva. And Yosef HaTzadik, therefore, we learned, unlike he brought, we learned from the Mittler Rebbe that unlike the other Abbas, the Abbas and the Shvatim who were Isaac primarily in being Ro'ei Tzon, being shepherds, which gave them time to be out there and to meditate and to be able to be in a state of his Baidudus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The brothers were suspicious of Yosef HaTzadik because that wasn't his occupation, and he seemed to be, from the beginning when he was a young man, he seemed to be too involved in this world for their liking. And then when he went to the Chaim, that's already mamish in Ervas Haaretz. But that is the shleimus of the midah of Tzadik Yisod Olam, where heaven and earth, this world and the other world, hishtadlus and bitachen, human effort and trusting Hashem and believing that everything in the end is Hashem, where those two worlds come together. And that's why Davke Yosef HaTzadik entered into the world and was taken into Mitzrayim to be Megala Dismida, this Tachlis of our lives, which is Tzadik Yisod Olam. Now the question is, so why was Yosef HaTzadik punished? So that's where we're up to on page Tav Kuf Ayin Ches. Mikan Novin Mitneiman Nenash Yosef B'Shar Shom L'Sar Mashkim She Yizkar Esai. So that's something we always, all of us, are bothered by. Like, what was the big deal? Because Yosef HaTzadik, when the Sar Mashkim was leaving jail, so Yosef HaTzadik asked the Sar Mashkim, "Don't forget to remember me. Don't forget." So he was punished because of that. He had to stay longer. Now, the Chaban is explaining that even though, of course, the whole avod of Yosef was the tzaddik disguised, the tzaddik was operating in teva, in nature, right? In nature, and therefore hishtadlus is something that he has to be engaged in. Kol zemedabarak alasiyah v'hashpa shelo atzma. So the Chaban says a very, very big yesod over here, and here's where it gets sticky. It gets complicated. And what exactly is the shiur? What the Chaban is explaining is that certainly Yosef HaTzadik had to make a hishtadlus in this world, and he was, but When Yosef went outside of himself, outside of his own hard work and his own efforts, and he went outside and he asked this guy, "And by the way, I need you. Don't forget me." So he went out of bounds on his level. He missed it. He went tav kuf ayin ches. He went over.
True.
Here, instead of his own establishment, now you could argue, well, isn't that just part of his establishment? Like, why can't he ask the guy to do mitzvah? So to us, it's perfectly fine. We would look at it, maybe it would be irresponsible for people on our level not to say something to the guy. But remember, Yosef HaTzadik is the one who's bringing this into the world, this balance of tzadik yisod olam, of heaven and earth, of bitachon hishtadlus, of the zocha, of the nekeva and the zocha, of nes and teva. He's the one that's bringing this into the world. You can't miss, and you can't be off. You can't be off. It's the foundation. You know, when you're making a building, so it could be that a little bit sometimes, it could be that the curtain is not 100%. It could be one of the tiles is a little bit off. But if you're working by the foundation of the building, and the two guys working, and the guy says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Ah, it's only 6 inches." So then you have the World Trade Center falling down. It's only 6 inches. What do you mean? It's the foundation. Yosef HaTzadik is Tzadik Yisod Olam. Yisod means the foundation of all that exists in this world is going to be determined by how the Tzadik HaYosef conducts his life. So even though for people like us that might not be considered, that wouldn't be considered out of bounds. That wouldn't be considered extreme hishtadlus. If people like ourselves would ask someone that's leaving jail, do me a favor, can you remember me to the, remember me to the pyro or something? Okay, no, that would seem to be regular hishtadlus. If you think about the kind of hishtadlus that we make in the world, that would already be a mild type of hishtadlus to ask a guy to do you a favor. But when it comes to Yosef HaTzadik, He put himself in the hands of a stranger, goy, shiyazalo, mizemamish hepach hayisod, and that's the opposite of the yisod that he was supposed to be, the foundation that he was laying in the world. Shemidoso lahashpia lo lekabel. Remember, tzaddik means to be mashpia, the zochar. Essentially, Yosef, of course, is the mashpia. He's the mashbir. He's the one. He's the zochar. He's not supposed to be asking going for tayus. I know it sounds odd to us, but he's not supposed to be asking this guy for a tayus. Shemidosel hashpia v'olakavo. His need is to be mashpia, not to shnar, to ask. The kanis lekabel tayva mimishu acher. Here, he wasn't working within himself and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was trying. He went on his level. He went over by turning al tiftuchu min adivim. He went over. Yisrael mizayis k'shebikesh menu hunasi kivyochel bechinis makabel tayva. Now, once Yosef asked the Sar Mashkin, then Yosef made himself into a makabel. Into the one who was in need. He was needy. The tzaddik is the one who's mashpia. He's always working from a point of strength, of confidence, of bitachon in Hashem. On his level, for him to throw out that sentence, to remember me, he became a makabel. V'hu ha'leit tzarech liyos tamid mashpia. This is a major problem that's going on in the world with people, the gender confusion. Guys, men who think that the nekevis, and women who think that the zochas. It's a very, very dangerous mistake, and it's very prevalent before Mashiach comes to mix up mashpia makabel. Yosef is the tzaddik, who halot zerach lias tamid mashpia. The void of the tzaddik is to be mashpia. Of course, he makes the hishtadlus, and he's, as we learned, he's like a double spy, and he enters into Mitzrayim, and he's acting like Mr. Hishtadlus, but all of that is never, ever, ever to make himself into a makabel, especially from a goy. The mid of Yisod was damaged because Yisod is to give, Yisod is to fix, Yisod is to mashpia, Yisod is zocha, and he became a makabel me'acherim. I'll throw something in here which really would require a long discussion, but I believe be'emunah shleima that a lot of what we're going through right now in Eretz Yisrael is because we've been
over the years of Galus, we've become accustomed to turning to the nations of the world for help, which is understandable, and depending upon Goyim. So now there's a whole machlekes Netzisrael. That there are some in the government who are very upset. They feel that Netanyahu is not talking enough derech eretz to the Goyim, America, and he's not being kerei mishtachve enough to the White House and so on. And we have to be machmir ourselves to Washington, and we have to continue on with the shtadlonis of Golas and the way we always did things. And we're not allowed to build apartments in Yerushalayim. We're not allowed to build apartments. They're screaming, "What are you doing? You're ruining everything. You're ruining everything. America, America, America. What's going to be with America? Where are the Americans? Kilo, Obama. What is this? All of this is forgetting the essence of who we are, and not having the confidence, not being in that place of tzaddik yisod olam, of being mashpi into the world. Hashem Baruch made us in such a way that we have a kach to be an orla amen, to be an orla goyim, to change the whole world, to fix the whole world. But we became the kavis. We became the kavis. It's understandable what happened to us over time. It was hard. And we became the caves. So we became a bunch of mishaloch and a bunch of shnars. That's what happened to us in Galus. And in Eretz Yisrael, the matzav is Jews are getting run over on the street, and we're afraid to do anything. We're afraid to say anything. We're afraid. Just what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Please, Rabbi Yishmael, please don't run over people. So, are we going to build walls like they made us last week in Kever Rachel? I was like to be there. So, every time I go there, I mean, I love going to Kever Rachel, but every time I go there, it makes me sick. What they have to make over there, an army base at Kever Rachel. Like, I remember when we went to Kever Rachel years ago, it was the way it's supposed to be. Now, so we're going to now build everywhere. Jews are going to walk in tunnels on every street. They're going to make walls now. We're going to, because the Yishmaelim have a new hamtzah of going with their cars to run people over. So, not to be able to finish off any of the milchamas over the past few years. So there's a milchama. The milchama started by the Sanim, and then we finally were uprooting the Sanim. We're finally cleaning out. We're cleaning up Eretz Yisrael. But then what happens? Then again, Kairim Mishtachim to America. And all Jews think that as long as we do that, then the world will like us, the Americans will like us, and they're going to send us more money, and they're going to send us more tourists, and they're going to send us more airplanes, and more bombs, and more. If we Kairim Mishtachim to the Goyim. So the Mashpia became a big Makabal. That's what happened to us. Mashpia became a big makabel. L'chein nena shalkach. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik on his level was punished. Shekein dove zahaya hishanus v'hisamchus al adam. Al tituchu benedim b'ven adam shem l'itshuva. On his level, again, for us, that wouldn't be an aveira. But for a person, but for Yosef HaTzadik, that he depended on the Sar Mashkin. Pulish and Nimseis Mechustu Tchum Heshtadlus HaYosef. That was beyond the sheer of Heshtadlus that a person like Yosef HaTzadik should have been involved in. V'negam Af Gam Zayis Yesh LaHaskel LaHaven. We need to understand more. Shekol Bechinus Heshtadlus. He could go for the neshama el yoyne. It's a very, very deep thing he's saying here. The whole inyan of hishtadlus, remember, that's not the essence. The hishtadlus is like a guf. It's like the guf. The whole inyan of hishtadlus is really in the world of the guf, and to satisfy that part of ourselves, and to that we're doing something, that we're making an effort, and because Hashem Yisbarach wants us to be in this physical world. As we learn throughout the entire Maimer, in this world of Teva. But Teva, of course, is connected to the Guf. The whole Sefer that we learned in Shul some years ago, Das Atzmacha, is this Nakuda. Atzmacha is the Neshama. Who? The essence, of course, is the neshama, not the guf. The whole din of hishtadlus is kiguf l'neshama el yoyna. It's only the guf. That seder hishtadlus of teva, of working, and all of that is like the guf. That's the body. That's not the neshama. That's not the soul. The soul is what hashefa mele'ela. The soul, the neshama, is bitachon. Is Hashem's help from above. You shouldn't use the word help. Help makes it sound like the main thing is what we do, and then Hashem like helps. That's not even a good word. The English word help. The shefa from above. That's the neshama. Would anybody say that the neshama helps the arms move? The neshama helps the eyes to see. The goof is a kli. That's not the neshama helps it. The goof is a kli. It's a cheap kli that the shefa that the shefa that of course that is mashpia to the goof is the neshama. Without the neshama, what is a person? Is a corpse? Nothing. And because of that, whatever Yosef HaTzadik was doing had to come mitocho, from within himself. Whatever Shtablus is making, whatever he's Isaac, had to come within himself. Because the guf is just a matter of having a kli to receive a vessel, to receive all of the shefa, the brachas that come from above. Hashem came by Yosef HaTzadik. Now what happens when Yosef HaTzadik turned outside of himself, he turned to the Sar Mashkim, Ubiyichud L'goyim, Ubiyichud, he turned to a goy. Hine ein hadavah meichin kli lebrochem hil'eila. Ein hadavah meichin kli lebrochem hil'eila. He didn't prepare, that wasn't the way to make a kli for the bracha, for the shefa to come. It's kilo. He passed along his fate to the Tzar Mashkin, to human beings. As if it was up to the Tzar Mashkin at the Paro, not to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, in Amadrega, this would not have been a violation of his status. But for Yosef HaTzadik, Zochas Chatan, he asked twice. That he asked the Tzar Mashkin twice. If you would have asked once, that could still be that would be a regular shtadlus. But shekol ma shetoli b'das acherim yitzarich shiyuhem poinim le'ela. Shekol ma shetoli b'das acherim yitzarich shiyuhem poinim le'ela. V'af gam zoish le'tish v'ashgocha. In other words, if you turn to a Jew, if you cooperate or work with another Jew, and that's all part of the avodah, then it's all part of the tefillah, then that other Jew also davens, like we go to a tzaddik, so why don't you say that's wrong? Why do you go to a tzaddik? You should make your own hishtadlus, you shouldn't go to a tzaddik. Why you go? In other words, you should trust in Hashem, and that's your own hishtadlus, because baruch, why do you have to go to a tzaddik? Okay, that's still, your hishtadlus is in the world of tefillah. He says, you know that the tzaddik has a special connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a hishtadlus that's holy, that's pure, that's good, that Hashem wants to make that hishtadlus. Because it's all the hishtadlus of Avodas Hashem and of tefillah and so on. But to go to the Sar Mashkim, who's having sausages for breakfast, and it's a mushchus or manuvu, and you're going and making hishtadlus with it, what's his hishtadlus going to be? That's derech goy v'shtadlusa. That's mamish what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. I really believe that as long as we're not able to free ourselves of that dimyon that we need the world, that we have to. Of course, there has to be a responsible way of dealing with these things and tell so it's easy for some guy to sit in, you know, in New York and say a Torah about how we have to disengage from the rest of the world. I understand it has to be with seichel, it has to be, but that we shouldn't be confident, we should, that we're afraid, and that why can't we just say the truth? Why can't we say the truth? We can't say the truth. The thing is always to This is a very basic inyan in the avodah v'shtadlus. That whenever you're trying to, whenever your shtadlus involves trying to speak to other people on your behalf, let's say to get a job, so you have to make your shtadlus. You have to send away. You have to send that resume. There's a normal shtadlus. You send that resume. You try. What's the, they always say now, network, right? You network. You try to see people, talk to people. You try to get out there. You have to show up in places. You know, this is a guy that he davens like in 10 shuls. I asked him, what's the matter with you? Why don't you just daven someplace? Well, you're always going around. So he says, it's important for his panos. That's what he told me. He's networking. Mincha. Shalshudas. I asked him, why, I didn't say not to daven by us in the shul. It's far, wherever it is, but just stay in one shul. Why don't you daven? But he's always going all over the place. He says, it's networking. Imagine, I said, on Shabbos, it's networking. You don't think he's networking. So he goes to daven, one day Rosh Hashanah here, another day Rosh Hashanah there. Most of the Shabbos is networking. If he would tell me that he's socializing, I would understand that a little bit better. That he's he has some sort of an inyan like that to see his friends all over. He likes to see his friends. So that's babyish, but I understand that. But that's not it. No, he has a plan. The plan is, it's important for him to meet people because of his parnasa. He wants to be seen. He wants to be seen in all the neighborhood schools. That people should remember him. So, I could tell when the shul started, because Shamyana is from the beginning. So, you know, we had I'd have these people that call, they wanted to speak shalshudas about the meisters that come. You know, mishalachim that come and to give a drasha. And this was getting like a lot. And then every Rebbe's, you know, son and every Rebbe's gabbai was calling to come, and every Rebbe's yeshiva to come to, because they want to get to the five towns. And already as a long time ago, I said, you know what? I'm not using Shabbos. Shabbos is not fundraising. Papa, what do you mean? What do you mean? We're not going to talk about money. We just want to be seen. And I found out what was going on, that they start giving cards on Shabbos. You know, started to work the oilam, start to work the card. Now, I don't have clients. They need money. You're trying to run a mice. I understand that. For the ones who are honest, and the ones that are not honest is something else. But the ones who are honest, they're just trying to do Hashem's work. That's Shabbos. I have to figure something else out. How to do that? Not to go giving out business cards on Shabbos to people. So as soon as the guy sitting next to you, his mother Shemar Vayach says, "Let's see a card." Says, "Kaikoliyah for Shabbos." This is going on all the time. Kaikoliyah for Shabbos. And the guy shows up Sunday morning, you know, hunting for it. I understand it, but it's something that's a certain hashpala to the covet of Am Yisrael. It's not the shtadlus. I don't believe that's the shtadlus that Hashem Shabbat wants us to be making at all. It's easy for me to say because I don't have to run the yeshiva, so I don't want to say that. But it doesn't seem right. You see, you go someplace to daven in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody here has done that. So, you know, you go a place, you go into a shtiva, because you can't daven 2 sentences without the guy putting his hand in front of your face, shaking the skull in front of your face. You can't daven. So then I have this thing. I put the skullum on the table. One, I line them up. So they know that each one comes. It takes one shekel. You know, but the whole again, I said a tiny against a poor person needs money, but to go and not bechaz as a shatz, which is also an avil, but to go the whole davening. This is what you did. Is you could be in the middle of creation with it, maybe creation enough, but otherwise they come over. You can't daven. You go to the Kaisel, when you go to the Kaisel people, you can't daven. If they think that you're an American, if they size you up as an American or something, you can't daven. So, do I have any other ideas for how these people could make money? I don't know. And I don't believe that that's what Hashem Shabbat had in mind when it comes to davening, that we should be sitting there and having people shaking their skull in front of your face when you're trying to daven. People stand outside, you come in, you give money. I always give more to the guys that are standing outside by the shtiblach when you walk out, put in the cup, instead of the ones that come and put it in your face every second. You can't doubt me. The thing is, But Yosef HaTzadik, he says, Shakoma Shakoshul Shechnu Vasir Shul Bnei Adam Acherim. That whenever you're trying to enlist the help of other people, in Yesh L'Dakpeg Rabbis. See, here you can't say something. You can't give a klal when it comes to this. But he's just saying Yesh L'Dakpeg Rabbis for Livchain. You have to think about it a lot, and you have to test this and to try to measure this. Ha'im hu b'soich tchum eshtadlis shel ha'adam? How do you know exactly? Are you still within what's considered to be a normal heshtadlis? Hashema einenu b'tchum heshtadlis v'yashal ha'al Hashem Yehovah. Or have you gone beyond? What's the shia? And it says, but mikomakom, it's clear. You should always be pleasant and easy with people. Not to be pushy. Not if you ask someone for help. I forget it. Yosef HaTzadik, that's his madrega. But for people like us, to ask someone to help, not to put pressure. Not again. Exactly, what does that mean? Not to push the shachlan lasos with something that they should do what you want. Ela paina ba'adinos. You turn to a person and you speak to the person, like I'm talking to a Jew. You speak ba'adinos with an edelkeit. Mitak shalva, not nervous. Not that your life depends on this guy. With an adinos, with an edelkeit. And if the guy that you're turning to wants to help, matoiv, that's good. V'im lav, and if this guy does not want to help, so started yelling at him, insulting him, and sending him 25 emails. I have this. You don't. I'm sure you also have things like that. I find this is, and I've said this in the past, that I find that this is especially by wealthy people. They'll leave a message on my phone. I listen, in 1 hour they'll leave 4 or 5 messages. How come I didn't call back yet? This is so and so, I called you already. It's usually with richer people I do that. There's a certain yeshus, a certain gaiva, and a certain hishtadlis that they're used to making, rich people. Pushing. I had somebody call me yesterday about an Indian with his daughter for a shidduch. I try to get back. I try to get back to people within a day, usually even less than that. I try, and I'm. It's not always easy. I have between 30 and 50 calls a day, and I try to get back to people. So left me 3-4 messages, then I call and got my other phone number, and then no, it's not finished. Then called my wife, got my wife's cell phone, and my wife asked me. She asked me why they're calling you back. I said that this is like. This just started an hour ago, an hour and a half ago. Like, what? I already got my wife's number, already calling, you know, I'm going to stalk all my parents in Queens to get them involved in getting through. Like, I said, okay, I'm going to call back. But besides that, it's rude. You don't see this by poor people, you see this by rich people. Besides that, it's rude. They're stubborn. What kind of stubborn is that to make? What kind of crazy stubborn you make? You love your kid, whatever. There's always, what kind of a crazy establishment is that? To start calling other people and bothering them. And if this happens, you know, people. But it's such a pagam in the midah of Yisayid. It's such a pagam, and what we're learning in this midah of bitachim, of amun and bitachim. Vim lav, and if you ask in a nice way, vim lav, yashlech al Hashem Yahweh. Okay, didn't work. Yashlech al Hashem Yahweh, throw everything at Hashem's shoulders. For who you chalkalon, Hashem will take care of you. Try, make your shtadlus. Again, everybody has to know what's considered to be a normal shtadlus. It's not always so easy to figure out what's a regular, what's a normal shtadlus, what's going beyond the regular shtadlus. Someone tells you that he has to. One of the guys from Shul told me that it was like the radio last year, 2 years ago, that he was someplace by Shabbos, and the person is doing text messaging under the Shabbos table.
guest by somebody, by some people, and the guy's doing. So, the guy, this friend of mine, pulled this guy over afterwards and sat in the kitchen and said, What are you, out of your mind? No, we grew up together. What are you texting on Shabbos? Something happened? What are you doing? There's an emergency? So he was, it was business, the stuff of business. He just said that I'm under a lot of pressure. The boss, whatever, I'm under a lot of pressure. Texting on Shabbos. He's under a lot of pressure. He's afraid to lose his job. He's under a lot of pressure. And I have many, many stories that are just the opposite. Beautiful stories. I had this morning a murder gemeis. I can't say the problem because it might be embarrassing. But murder gemeis. Well, there's a person that was working somewhere, and there was something that was not holy with an individual there that wasn't the right situation, guy-girl situation. And we spoke about it, and it's a very hush of a job. It's a very hush of a job. And this individual had to wait quite a bit of time to have such hush of a job and asked me my opinion. And based upon what I was hearing, I felt that it's a very great danger to your future and to your marriage and so on. And I said, you know, I don't know if you could stay there. Yeah. I got, but then what if we don't see each other? You know, all different kinds of things. And I said, you could try, but I don't think that's going to work. The way you're describing to me, it's not a good thing. And then I got a call an hour later, a message that I went and I told the boss, I'm going to quit. I'm quit today, which is, I believe, 100% the right thing to do, even though it's hard. But quit. I was thinking, what an unbelievable, what a gvura, a big job. Just like that, such a gevurah nefesh. What's going to be with panasa? Hashleich Hashem after. This person is not my panasa. The money comes my panasa. Yeah. Left the job. Well, I was going to get another job. Just left the job. There are a lot of stories like that too. Amazing stories. People doing things like that. Going all the way back to the beginning of the Maimer. Why was Hashem more medactic with Yosef than Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu made preparations when Esav was coming with the guys, right? Yaakov Avinu made and he prepared to, he got a gift ready to give to Esav, right? Anyway, he was working the island, he was working the crowd, and Yaakov didn't get in trouble. We went through all the chazals at the beginning. That's already last year. But Yosef HaTzadik gets into trouble. Now we understand. My hevdo ben Yaakov li Yosef. Shemadu Yosef nanosh. Why was Yosef punished? Behind with Neshe Yaakov loy tola bitchayna b'shum adam acher. Yaakov didn't go to get look for protection, to go speak to people. Yaakov, you know, made a cheshvan that there are certain hachanis that when there are people who hate you and they're against you and they're dangerous, there are certain hachanis you have to prepare in case there's a war. You have to get ready. You have to prepare a bribe. A bribe is a regular establish. It's a normal establish to try to work with a guy. I guess now we would call that diplomacy, right? And giving back land. And feeling, davening. That's the ikar. Yaakov, you know, that was Yaakov's avoider within himself. That was his avoider. How he took care of the family, right? How he made sure the family was set up when Esav would come, where the kids were, where the women were. But all of that was Yaakov Avinu's hishtadlus and hachanis. And Hashem didn't say, and Hashem doesn't say to anybody, just wait for the enemy to come and stand there like a sitting duck till Esau get killed. No, the Indian is the avodah v'shtadlus. Remember, of course, Yaakov knows everything is Hashem, everything is Hashem, everything is Hashem, everything is a nes, everything is the zacher. But the Baruch Shem's rotzen is that we're malbish these things, the zacher in the nekeva, right? And therefore, Yaakov Avinu made us hachanis. There were hachanis of Yaakov Avinu in his world. And we even see that Yaakov, you know, there was a tiny, Chazal had a tiny attack with the way that he was bowing down to Esav, right?
that also there were, we saw that also there was at the something. It wasn't necessary. You could be diplomatic, you don't have to bow down. There's also time against Yaakov Avinu. And there were repercussions. Yaakov did not go anywhere else for help. He didn't turn to anybody. All of his ishtadlus was regular ishtadlus that makes sense, that's logical and reasonable in this world to prepare. If you have somebody coming with a whole army, what do you do? Lumas Yosef, on the other hand, with Yosef Tzadik, Shetola Bitchoina Ba'adam Zar, who put his trust in a stranger, mamish a stranger, another mazar, not even a yid, but he put his trust in the Sar Mashkim. The Daf Galdav Zeh Nemash Zeh Chayse Bitachon. So all that Yosef is doing in Mitzrayim, that he's running the whole economy, that he is the whole malchus of Mitzrayim, and that he says we have to wait, we have to plant, and then we have to save all the food and all. All of that's not considered to be too much ishtadlus, even though it's got warehouses and companies and trucks going all day long. With all of that was Yosef HaTzadik's planning. All of that was ishtadlus. All of that is teva. He was running a huge operation in Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik. That later on, all of that is not called overboard. That's all regular ishtadlus. He's running a corporation. Running a corporation, you have to have drivers. You have to have warehouses and so on. You're running a corporation. But when he turns to the Sar Mashkim, he says, Tutna HaToyva, remember me, and all that. God bless you for that. What are you going to the Sar Mashkim? What is that? It's not Ein Mol, not Tzray Mol. For that, already, that's not good. B'chol Ushtal, Ushay Sebatzim, B'chol Ushay, Lumas Yes, Ushtal, B'chol Ushay, B'chol Ushay, so he's not blamed at any time in his life. Well, any of the establishments that he made, he wasn't blamed. Because remember, Yosef is Tzadik Yisod Olam. He hides the bitachin under the carving of establishments. The zacher is in the nekeva, right? Meis teva, all that we learned, and well, that's fine. Not only is it fine, that's great. That's the chachila. But over here, he went over with the Sar Mashkin. Kemay Makosuf, Oror Hagever Sheyiftach Ba'adam, V'Som Bosar Zroo. Cursed is the person who trusts in man and places a human being, he expects a human being to be his strength, to be his arm, to help him, and so on. The second side of the Vihinim Kaladvarim Alalu. Now we're learning a big, big yisoid in this whole sugya, bitachin and ishtadlus. Shnikol hastira lechayra, ben bitachin leishtadlus. The entire, what appears to be the stira, the contradiction between trusting in Hashem and ishtadlus and making one's own efforts. He says, Kol astira hirak bedarga achas. It's only on one madrega. Nechitzon yistuk madrega. Ulam bedarga el yoyna yoyser on a higher level. Habitochen veishtadlus neirachabah b'chinis neshama v'guf. Is there a stira between the soul and the guf? Yeah, there is a problem between the neshama and the guf. And there's a problem between the neshama and the guf. They have inyanim. But they have to work them out. They have to get along. He says that on a higher level, bitachon ishtadlus, as we learned a few minutes ago, is neshama and guf. Bitachon is neshama. Trusting Hashem is neshama. And making ishtadlus is guf. Vayinu, shashef eloki shul b'chinas ha-bitachon, tzarech lezgalas davke mitach asiya enoshiyas. Therefore we know that Hashem wants us to live in such a way, the same way that Hashem did not leave us as angels. He sent our neshamas into the guf, and he wants us to be neshama degiyidin in this physical world by doing things that our neshama wants us to do. that the guf serves the needs of the neshama, not the opposite. And we know therefore that the neshama is mislabesh, the neshama has to become enclosed in all of our physical actions. Everything that we do has to be directed by the neshama, directed by emunah, directed by nes, directed by the zacha, the mashpia, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the neshama. Beside hislabshus alakus besach darchi hateva, the same way that all of existence, what's this entire universe? All that exists is neshama b'guf. This is what we're looking at, is the guf. The neshama is everything is a lukus. It's all a lukus. This is just a guf. Everything is a guf. That's all the neshama. The neshama shabaguf is the lukus. Shusayd yichud kutshavichu shchintay. And as we've been learning, that's the secret of yichud kutshavichu shchintay, to make the yichud between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar, Neis, and so on, and the Shechina, Malchus, Teva, Shtadlus, the Guf. That's the Guf. V'hinei oimik ha'inyan hu, sheveh es l'chol ha'asiyah ba'olam hazeh yesh tei madregis. The truth is, in everything that we do in this world, there are two madregis. V'hainu b'darga rishona, kol ha'asiyah ba'olam hazeh, himchines chol b'li kedusha. On the one hand, things, when we do things, things are taking place. What it appears to be is chol, just regular chol without kedusha, without any kedusha. Finally, shirak mitzvah samasim toivim hem kedush. In other words, we all learn about how eating and sleeping, everything should be b'kedusha, but the way it looks from the time that we're in the world is that there are two divisions in our lives. There's the chol, eating and drinking and all the other stuff, and then there's the kedusha. And our way of seeing things is that when I'm doing mitzvah samasim toivim, hem kedush. When I'm putting on tefillin, that's kedush. When I'm doing somebody chesed, that's kedush. Yilushar hamasim hem b'chinas chol. That's how we experience everything else. Anything else that we're doing stam is chol. It's not kedush. And of course, on that very superficial level, there's a huge difference between mitzvahs, kodesh, and chol. And we understand that when it comes to mitzvahs, we're supposed to make tremendous ishtadlus. When it comes to kodesh, we're not supposed to trust in Hashem. If you want me to wear tefillin and put them on me, we're supposed to do, we get up and put on tefillin. If there's somebody that needs help, you don't say, let Hashem take care of it, you go and do it. In other words, when it comes to Kodesh, we understand that we have to make our Ishtadlus. We don't say, I trust somebody else is going to help this poor guy. You do it. What do you mean? Someone else is going to daven, you have to daven. Eliyid of Achar Mitzvahs, we understand when it comes to Kodesh, looking at it from this perspective, then when it comes to Kodesh, you have to run after all the mitzvahs, b'chol karecha b'chol meretzah, with all of your karechas, with all of your energy. Kilo ein bitachin klal. Then when it comes to learning, when it comes to davening, host the mitzvahs, you don't say, let Hashem take care of it. You have to, kilo, it's not about bitachin at all. You have to make tremendous ishtadlus in everything in Ruach Nias, everything in Avodas Hashem. Nesha mitzvahs ein soid hanukva, because the mitzvahs are the site of the nekeva. All mitzvahs were given to us to do in this physical world, in this world, and therefore the mitzvahs, of course, are the site of mikvah, the nekeva, the malchus. The whole tarsh balpe is malchus. That's what we have to do in this world. The chalilu is rashal ben, and we can't be lazy when it comes to mitzvahs, and it comes to kodesh. La'ashlich oisal Hashem, we don't give it over to Hashem. Shekein kiyuman mutal davka aleinu mamish. That's the tachas of our lives. That's the whole point of malchus, of revealing Hashem in this world by doing whatever we can to serve Him. Benol mamokam, benol chaveru. V'kamar chen leiftach b'Hashem shu yizbarach yisakin sami yidishlo. So what if a person has a terrible temper? And someone says to them, what's the matter with you? Why are you yelling like that? So he says, hashlech al Hashem yohavach. I trust that if God wants me not to have a temper, He's going to take care of my temper. That's absurd. You have to fix your midas. That's your... Don't talk about God. That's your avoda. That's the meaning of malchus. That's the meaning of the nekeva. To make what? You're not talking about making money. So making yourself to a mensch. That's your avodah. Hello, Yahweh, b'chol kai chayisav al midai. So if you have to put all of your stardust into not yelling, into that being a balmidas. Well, the Yemesh is who is stardust. The circle of Torah Hashem. You shouldn't say no. It's not nice for me to make so much stardust and there's Indian fixing my midas. Like somebody says, why are you yelling like that? So I say, you should know, I tried it. But I don't want to make too much of stardust. I don't want to go past the shear because Yosef got punished. He made a stardust. I don't want to make too much of stardust. So that's why I only try a little bit not to yell. Now get out of here. Stop bothering me. And I'm going to trust in Hashem that if he wants me to be a Baal, if he doesn't want me to be a Baal Kas, he's going to help me. That's, of course not. That's our avoda in Teva, using this physical world to serve Hashem. Controlling my anger, working on my laziness, trying to be more generous, trying to get up and daven, trying to learn, trying. That's what this world is all about. And Hashem was put into the guf that we have free choice, and we try. We ask Paul Ba'atzmo, Umagala Salokus Shibakirbo, to try to feel that this is up to us. And we try to be Megalo to reveal the Elokus that's inside of us. And it calls a davka b'maisa mitzvahs mamash. Now, of course, most of the world has it the other way around. When it comes to mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, then take it easy. Right? You can come to shul fashionably late, that's okay. When it comes to davening, you can come late. When it comes to the client, you get there early. You have to meet a client in the city, get there half hour early. When it comes to meeting the Rabbi Shulman Shul, get a half hour late. So it's all twisted. When it comes to Mrs. Masim Tov, which is the whole reason of our Ishtadlis, is the whole reason we're put into this world of the Guf, is what is to perfect our Guf, to perfect our physical lives through Torah Mitzvahs. Davka there, a person says, I don't have to make such a Ishtadlis to get to Shul on time. If they want me to hear brachas, they should come here to my house to make brachas. Which is exactly why people are making minyanim in their houses nowadays. It's too far to walk the shul. It's too much of an effort to walk the shul. So shul should come to me. Well, I don't want to make a shtablis. It's too much of a shtablis. To get the davening on time, 8:15, or whatever it is, 8:30, 9:00, it's a very, very big shtablis. Very hard to make such a shtablis. Rule of a chol in yoni achulin, nemar. And the way it's supposed to be is davka by things that are not Torah mitzvahs, there is what? Having a ma'id basic, like b'tar, you should cut down on your stavlis. Try to make as little stavlis as possible. When it comes to Torah mitzvahs, you're supposed to be making the ultimate stavlis. Not trusting that Hashem will take care of it for you. Torah mitzvahs. When it comes to things of this world, you're supposed to be relaxed. Minimum stavlis. Since asakim are chol, it's not kodesh. Business is chol, is not kodesh. Sarach litlesh bichan v'ashan. Therefore, in areas of chol, you should be using much more bitachon. In areas of chol, dafke termitzis, you shouldn't be using bitachon. Termitzis, that's the status that Hashem wants us to make in this world, to try hard to daven, to learn to do mitzvahs. What about work? So you make your status, but there the status dafke is less. There, the ikkah is to have bitachon b'Hashem. Kehol sheyuchal v'lasik b'Torah, to try and try to learn as much as possible. Say, I don't have any time to learn. I'm working, so I don't have any time to learn. V'nezu hadarge rishayna. Now, so far that sounds pretty good to us. But really, that's the lower madrega. There's a higher madrega, the madrega of tzaddikim. Ulam darge al yonim mikachi darge sa tzaddikim achsidim shezoichim l'salus la'ilu l'hakir ekol pulas adam by l'mazeh. The tzaddik lives with this realization, with this knowledge, this understanding, that every single thing that we do in this world, the sherish is tikkunim in the world above, in the higher world. And every single thing that we do in this world, our davide is to connect it to the world above. To be misak in all worlds and to reveal the lights of all the light of all worlds. There's a very big side secret that is known and revealed to the Kadosh Elyon, to great tzaddikim, who understand, who appreciate, who recognize the value of hard work in this world. They understand that when a person is eating, it's not chol. That eating is not just a matter. Eating is not just a simple matter. Everything, eating, sleeping, everything that we do in this world, it has a sherish elyon. Therefore, everything is kaddish. Now, the result of that way of thinking, or the consequence of that way of thinking, is if that's the case, then I'm supposed to make a tremendous hishtalus with everything. And that's how the tzaddikim live. Kedivei Ramchal, Zu Tamsis and Lashayna. Next page. Oh, that's it? That's it. Second. He brings in the Ramchal. Yisera HaKabola Kihini Lefidarka Hamaisim Atzmam Chayzim. No, we shouldn't start this now, because this is not going to understand that we have to work on this. So, okay, so we're up to the Ramchal, right? So I'm up to Ramchal, and then I gave you the other pages to finish, so hopefully we'll be able to finish the Maimon next week.